Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
I like this. I really like this number. And it doesn't have to do with raising money for a moment. That is a 0% divorce rate. That's what we want to hear. A 0% divorce rate. How about that? Did you know that there is actually a town with over 30,000 people where they don't even know on record, can't even remember a single divorce that has occurred? Well, I'd like to share with you a little bit about this. It's circling the internet right now, again, in the Catholic world. Love the Catholic bubble, right? But this is actually something I did when my husband and I got married. And I want to share it with you about how this produces a 0% divorce rate. One thing you need to know to save your marriage. Maybe you're going to renew your vows. And maybe when you renew your vows, you can do this. Or maybe you or someone you know is getting married. So I'll share that with you in just a little bit. We'll discuss why people today, especially couples and families, are experiencing a lot of loneliness while raising a family, how it can feel extremely isolating. And we'll talk about some solutions there. We'll also discuss the primary end of marriage. And we'll discuss this in relation to parents. Remember, teachers are at your service. They are there to meet your agenda, and that is to educate your child. And we need to remind teachers of this, school districts, curriculums, and much more. We'll discuss this in just a little bit because there are some major stories, especially one that came out of Atlanta, Georgia just recently, that brought into question whether or not the teacher, the parent, the principal, who's in charge. Also, today during our weekly marriage hour, we're going to discuss what you would do to save your child's life. In fact, I want to dive into that. But before we do, you're joining us during our pledge drive, and I'm asking you, we're looking for people to step up. Step up and support Relevant Radio, and specifically this show, Trending with Tim Ray. This is your last opportunity. I won't be fundraising tomorrow. Kale won't be fundraising tomorrow. So I'm asking you, now is your last opportunity to support us. RelevantRadio.com is the easiest way to donate. I'm asking for $40,000 this hour. I know our Lord will provide. He has provided food for people in the desert when they wandered for 40 years. In 1 hour, we can raise $40,000, but you have to be a part of that. RelevantRadio.com. I'll share with you a little bit more about that with Kale in just a few minutes here. You may have been following the crisis occurring in Afghanistan, and my heart was absolutely breaking. And I think even more so now as a mother and holding my baby girl in my arms. And in fact, I was holding my little girl while pitching live on air because she's teething. It's been a heck of a couple days. She's got 4 teeth already. Well, a fifth now. One fang's come in, another. And so she's been joining me, and she was sleeping this last hour when I was with Kale. So been able to pass her off. But I was thinking about holding her as I've been holding her through all of her crying, all of her teething. She wants no one but her mom. And then I'm following this story. Videos have actually occurred. And I'm going to ask Lucas, if you could repost the tweet that I put out earlier of these videos where mothers in particular, but mothers and fathers, parents are taking their children to the border. They're taking them to security fences that have razor fences at the top of them, electric fences. And they are taking their children and throwing them over the fence to British servicemen because they do not want their children to be taken at the hands of the Taliban or to live for one moment, one day, with the Taliban taking control. The Taliban had control of Afghanistan from 1996 to 2001, and they know exactly what it was like for children. It was not friendly toward children or women for that matter. And so there's video circling the internet of parents throwing their children, passing their children in crowds up to the fence to strangers to put over the top of that fence. They're trying to evacuate these kids. And I can't imagine what would lead a parent, a mother, to say, it is better for my child to be taken, put over this fence, than to experience what we are. And I bring this up during our marriage hour because, again, I can't even fathom this. It's hard enough when my little girl is crying and all she wants is mom because she's teething, but imagine what they are facing there. We have to pray for the parents in Afghanistan, and we have to pray fervently for them. We pray for those children, that whatever they experience, that their faith, that they receive a faith, that if they are taken into the hands of someone else, or perhaps raised in a different family because of this, that whoever those people are will do the sacrifice justice that their parents made in raising them well, or that the parents will be reunited with their children. Again, I just want to ask your prayers. Pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of all of us, that she consoles those parents and that she consoles as well those children who have been separated from their parents. There was a really touching tweet that I actually read online as I was watching these videos of the children being passed forward to the fence or thrown. There are even videos of them being thrown over the fence, some of which the babies wouldn't always make it over the fence. It's really, really difficult to even talk about or see. But here's the reality. There are so many people who are seeing this and their hearts are being touched. There was one man, you know, we've been talking a lot about men and looking for good men in society. And one man, Aaron, commented on Twitter when he saw these videos and he said, "Wow, as a dad of a 16-month-old and a 4-month-old, this elicits amazement followed by anger." He said, "Where do I sign up to adopt one of these poor kiddos?" I think it's neat to see a man with such compassion saying, yeah, this elicits a tremendous amount of amazement that parents would have to do this, be willing to do this, but anger that they would be pushed to this point. And why I'm bringing this up during our marriage hour really is challenging me. And I hope this challenges you as a parent. What would you do to save your child's life? I have a problem. Because today, we are so willing to do many things to save our children's bodies physically. But are we willing to save our children spiritually? Do we remember that they have a soul? And that soul was created by God and is meant to return to God. And in the way children are being raised, are we treating them in such a fashion? I was reading the great saint, St. Edith Stein, over the last week after her feast day, and she died during World War II. She was an incredible philosopher. She died at Auschwitz, and she spoke a lot about the education of children, especially women, female children, little girls, and she would emphasize the importance of how, for some reason in society, we have allowed that spark of faith in children to not be kindled, to die out. This natural affinity toward God, toward religion, toward actual practices of worship and prayer, that if not fostered, this can be stifled and damaged when naturally children have an orientation toward God and toward faith, and that we're missing out on pivotal years. But she also talked about how it's actually incredible, because she studied a lot of education. She was an educator herself. How when women are given the beautiful example of the Blessed Virgin Mary as a virgin and mother, and children see the great gift of virginity, see this as a value to be upheld, that they actually will live that out in the society that they live in, even in the face of a challenging culture. But the problem is, we as parents aren't willing to fight for their souls or preach virginity. For some reason, you know, you grow up millennial Gen Z today, and I know the other generations before me, and you know, you didn't really want to say you were a virgin. It was kind of, you know, something that for many people would be an embarrassing topic. Not that you weren't proud of it per se, but it was just like, this is really awkward to discuss. But instead, we should personify virginity, see the Blessed Virgin Mary and what she represents. You see, this is what I'm reminded of as I see these children being passed down by their mothers to soldiers on the other side of a razor fence for British servicemen to take their children. They are willing to save their children's lives. What are we going to do to save our children's lives spiritually? As a married person in the Catholic Church, the primary end, the primary focus and vocation of marriage is to have children and to educate them. But why is it that we focus only on mathematics, science, English, technology now? Why have we lost sight that their character, their faith, their love of God, but knowing that they are loved by God comes first, and that virginity is something that we should not have a single teacher, professor, or exposure, especially at a young age, that questions or challenges or compromises that beautiful, and I don't say it as, oh, a great ideal. No, I say it as something that they learn to love. Chastity, that they learn to love chastity, they learn to love and respect their body, that they learn to love virginity and the Blessed Virgin Mary, and to be lived out in their own lives. This is such an important message to be shared and taught to children, but it requires Christian spouses, it requires marriages to fight very hard in today's society, to be willing to say hell no to a lot of the education programs that are out there, to say hell no to some of the people who want your kids to come over and spend the night, but you know it's not a safe environment, but you feel uncomfortable saying no, to say no over and over again to certain things that aren't safe, and to say yes to the good things in life, to say yes to your child by placing your child first. But when I say placing your child first, not just their physical well-being, their spiritual well-being first and foremost, which is not divided or separated from the body. And it is so important that we uphold this as parents, that we uphold this and see this as our mission within marriage. More about our mission within marriage here on Trending in just a little bit. I'll be sharing with you much more about one thing that you could do to produce a 0% divorce rate in society tomorrow.
This week is just flying by, and we have only the rest of today and tomorrow to reach our need of $2.7 million. Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky. And if you haven't had a chance to give yet, please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Our St. Joseph members donate at least $25 a month on a recurring basis. Knowing that we can count on those gifts every month reduces our mailing cost. Our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society members receive several spiritual benefits throughout the year, including being remembered in prayer perpetually on the feast days of St. Joseph. You can learn more about that at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We have 100% dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so reach out and respond and have your gift of any amount doubled. Please call us at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
You heard the man, Father Rocky himself, our fearless leader, the CEO and executive director of Relevant Radio, imploring you and me to reach out and respond and meet our need. We are climbing up that mountain. We're about 75% there to get our goal. But this is really your last hour to support Trending with Timory. And I'm here with Timory. She'll be joining me in just a moment. But once again, that phone number, 877-291-0123, the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com will work too. Even quicker, even easier, and very, very secure. So you can give there. And this is your last chance, as we said earlier, to give during this hour of Trending with Timory. We won't be pitching tomorrow. The campaign will be over for us during this hour, and it's a matching hour. So once again, 100% of anything that you give will be matched if you call in right now, 877-291-0123, by our partnership challenge, Timory.
Amen. And I just have to emphasize, where else are we being called to our mission, Kale? Here at Relevant Radio, we're reminded, okay, you've been married. Maybe you've been married 30 years, 5 years, 2 years, 50 years. We're reminded of what our mission is as people who are married. And that's why we talk about these topics here during our weekly marriage hour or happiness hour. Who doesn't want to be happy? And so, please, I'm asking you, we're looking to raise $40,000 this hour. RelevantRadio.com is the easiest place to give. And for you to see what we have to give back to you is incredible. Mm-hmm. Catholic gifts. Where else can you get great Catholic gifts than for free? Because you're supporting Relevant Radio. I mean, nothing's free, right? You learned that lesson. So I'm asking you now, please donate. And Kale, we're looking for $40,000. And this is a faithful number. 40 days in the desert for Jesus.
I like that.
We have 40 years for the Israelites, who they were searching for the promised land that God gave them. So please don't leave me in the desert for 40 years. We've got 43 minutes to go.
I like that. Well, lots of 40s out there. And hey, you know, some of you are in your 40s and you can say, you know what, God's been very good to me and I want to give. I want to support Timory. I want to support what she's doing, highlighting motherhood and marriage. And I just love all those stories that you tell about motherhood. And you texted me a picture earlier of your daughter and she's with you as you're pitching and she's teething. And I remember what that was like. So it's very real talk. I love it. I love the insights on motherhood. Love hearing that. And I know you do too. So support Timory right now and support Relevant Radio, 877-291-0122. Reach out and respond right now, or you can go to the Relevant Radio app and relevantradio.com. We'll be back later. More Trending with Timory coming up right now.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
During this marriage hour, we're really focusing on the mission of marriage that is oriented toward children, right? The primary end of marriage is the procreation and education of children. That is the focus and the calling of anyone who's married within the Catholic Church. I want to give you three things you can start doing today to focus on the spiritual well-being of your child. And trust me, when the spiritual well-being is robust of your child, you will emphasize the physical well-being. But let's flip it. For some reason, we follow society that we focus on material, body, physicality first, and then spiritual. No, for us as people of faith, it needs to be the spiritual development, growth of that child. And each child is different, just like each child's body is different. Their spirituality, the way they take to it, the way they struggle with it will be different. So here are three things I want to encourage you to do, to start doing now, to fortify faith within your child, to save your child's soul. Which only God can do, which is why the number one thing is to be a sacramental witness and to invite your child into participating in that, no matter their age. And this requires that we work on hypocrisy, because I know a lot of my peers have stopped practicing their faith because they look in shorts, an excuse. I do believe it's an excuse, but they look to their parents and saying, well, wow, my parent was a so-called super faithful person, but then I found out X, Y, and Z, or I saw this happen as I became an adult. They're a hypocrite. I don't want that. So start now by being a sacramental witness and inviting your child into that. Providing the opportunity for your child to see the importance of your reverence and honoring the Eucharist, being predisposed to receive our Lord in the Eucharist and receiving Him reverently at Mass. Your witness of standing in that confession line and waiting, even if hours at times, in order to receive the mercy of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of sins. Even if your child's with you waiting, if they're with you at church and you're explaining, invite them into that sacramental witness that you will live and have them participate in an age-appropriate way. Second, implement prayer as part of your daily life, at least morning, night, and before all meals. And with that nightly prayer, include an examination of conscience. And for kids, that could be really fun, because you can challenge them to share something that they've done really well today. And maybe even when they're really young, to share how maybe they've struggled that day. Work with them. Teach them how to do an examination of conscience out loud as a child, so that as they get older and it's appropriate, they can do that pondering on their own in silence. And pray before meals. There's no shame in proclaiming God and thanking Him for His great providence and the food that nourishes us. And third, that third thing, to fight for your child's soul, is to teach your children virtue. Start in a simple way by with them memorizing the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit and the 12 fruits. Hey, this might even be a lesson for you. That's why I said memorize it with them. The 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit and the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. This is a virtuous life, and to have these virtues are to think and act with the instincts of God. These are the instincts of God, and this is what we want. And we need to instill this in our children with a robust prayer life by helping them to know what they are so that they know what to ask for when they're struggling with a particular sin. Are they angry? Are they impatient? Pray for patience. Are they rash and just make random decisions on their own? Pray for counsel. Are they fearful? Do they fret? Are they lazy? Pray for fortitude. Are they greedy? Pray for generosity. Are they struggling in their sexual integrity? Pray for chastity. They don't have to be older to pray for chastity. I pray with and over my baby girl every single day, praying for the virtues of charity, of chastity. You can do that too. It's so important. Remember, we need to fight first for our children's souls. And this is the mission of Christian parents. This is the mission of marriage. You know, Jesus Christ has emphasized the primordial idea of marriage. When he's challenged, well, what about divorce? What about this? And Jesus looks, what was it from the beginning? Male and female, right? Be fruitful and multiply. This was the mission. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Be fruitful and multiply. That fruitfulness isn't just producing the material child, because we're body and soul. It's producing a well-formed character, a soul that wants to honor and love God. There's a story that came out about a week ago that has sat with me. And it's a reminder of, again, our responsibility as parents, as educators as well, to understand the proper context. Because I know I have a lot of friends who are teachers, and they can get rather annoyed when they think about or discuss the way parents can be pushy, overbearing, overly opinionated. But remember, teachers are at the service of parents in educating children. I'll say this again. Teachers are at the service of parents in educating children. And as Catholic parents, we have the responsibility to know first and foremost what is most important for our children. And to know when anything could jeopardize their formation. Especially at certain age ranges where children are more vulnerable and could be scandalized or more susceptible to that spark of faith that is natural from an early age, and how it can be damaged, snuffed out, if not properly fostered, if not properly kindled, as the flame isn't encouraged to grow. So the story's this. An Atlantic public school principal told Catholic parents to leave the school district if they don't want LGBTQ issues being taught at 5 years old. You see, Georgia's curriculum, the state of Georgia's curriculum, their standards have approved books that we don't want to support because they create confusion and scandal for children because they're not age appropriate, and they're pushing forward ideas and ideologies about sexuality that are unacceptable. And so what's happened is parents, Catholic parents in Atlanta, have approached their teachers. They're doing something about it, to the point where the principal in the Atlanta Public School District made it very clear, then don't be here. This is a wake-up call for us as parents. Protect our children. And yes, there are some places that we aren't welcome, but that's okay, because we will create the spaces where our children will be loved and will learn to love God and be with Him one day.
All right, we're about halfway through this hour. Reach out and respond. It's your last chance to support Timory. If you love trending, you're going to want to call in right now, 877-291-0123, or go to the relevantradio.com website, or use your Relevant Radio app. You might even be listening to the show right now. You don't even have to break stride. You can give right now. We are 75% of the way to our goal. We need to raise $2.7 million this week to keep Relevant Radio on the air, as Father Rocky said. So we're almost at the top of the mountain, but we're not quite there yet. Hoping you can give us that final push. And don't forget, anything you give over the next 30 minutes is going to be matched 100%. $5, $10, $100, $100,000, doesn't matter. you can go as high as you want because there's a partnership challenge happening. We've got a great team that's committed to matching anything that you give right now. 877-291-0123, Timory.
Kale, we have an incredible update. We're not even halfway into the hour. We have 33 minutes to go, and we've already fundraised $23,000,
working our way
toward $40,000. So our Lord, He provides, and He provides in abundance, but He provides through our cooperation as well. And I'm asking you, Jesus spent 40 days in the desert. Don't make me wait 40 days. I've got 32 minutes, and the Israelites spent 40 years wandering the desert. Mm-hmm. 40 is such a biblical number. I'm asking you, please help us in raising $40,000, setting a record actually for this hour. It's more than we usually raise during this hour, Trending mm-hmm. with Timory. So please support us. We are also saying thank you, $5,000 from Sheena in Sacramento.
Thank you, Sheena.
Yes, the show is refreshing, educational, and hopeful. So thank you for supporting us, Sheena, because you make this an opportunity for other people to have a hope-filled perspective that's refreshing. And Sylvia in Grays Lake, Illinois, who listens on her drive home before she gets home to four children each day. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a mom, Sylvia.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's the perspective that you bring, Timory. You're our only female host right now on Relevant Radio, and you can touch on some of these issues from a personal perspective. And I think people really resonate with that. I love your stories about motherhood and marriage, and it's so cool. And I know it's encouraging for people out there. So if you've been encouraged, guess what? Now's the time to show Timory your support. Go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. Friendly operators are standing by, and we have a 100% match going this hour for the next few minutes. Don't miss it. Reach out and respond. It's your chance. Take it right now.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
You're joining us during our weekly marriage hour here on Trending. And every week we talk about themes surrounding marriage. And today, the predominant focus has to do with raising a family. And if you haven't been joining us, I really would love to hear your thoughts on today's topic, especially. So please reach out, head over to relevantradio.com. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm super active and responsive on Instagram. Love to hear from you, respond to my direct messages. So slide into my DMs. I'd love to talk to you. And you can actually, little baby girl was joining me today during some of the pitching with Kale because she's teething. And there's a cute photo of her with me. Actually, while I'm live here on radio, she was peacefully, blissfully sleeping. But listen, in just a little bit, I'm going to share with you something I did when my husband and I got married that produces a 0% divorce rate. A 0% divorce rate in a small town with about 30,000 people, mostly Catholic, where they can't even in memory recall a single divorce. What did people do? You can do it whether you have been married for years and would like to renew your marriage vows, or you or someone you know is getting married. So stay tuned. I'll be sharing that with you in just a little bit. But let's talk about, I think, a theme that I have been hearing with reverberations across the nation, especially over the last year. And that is for many couples today, how lonely it is to raise a family. Now, I'm not talking loneliness from the perspective of they don't have family nearby. I'm talking about it from the perspective of how hard it is to raise a family in today's culture. Now, COVID has only exacerbated the problem. In fact, Justin was just writing to me on Twitter, and he was talking to me about the need for male friends, how we talked about that last week here on the show. My husband Gabriel joined me, and we're discussing how there's this epidemic today of male friendships, and men are really struggling because of this. And he was commenting, it's so true. You know, I have my primary vocation and my spouse and my children. But he said, you know, with work and everything, it can be hard. And sometimes just finding those friends are lacking, or then when you try to make commitments. But he said, there really are things that men as fathers and husbands need to talk with one another about. It's not just a matter of getting a break. And he made a comment that just struck me to the core, because this should not be the case. I want to encourage you. as Catholic married people, but not even just if you're married. If you're a Catholic, reach out and befriend other Catholics. Because we need to stick together. We need to be the glue that holds us accountable with regard to the sacramental life, with regard to preaching Jesus, proclaiming him in all areas of our life. So this is what Justin commented. He talked about the loneliness while raising a family, specifically raising a family in COVID climate and how lonely it can be. And I thought, wow, I'm hearing this over and over again from people. It's lonely being a Catholic family. Now, I was just talking, and this happened like 3 or 4 times in a row, to a couple couples who are raising their kids and how, you know, they love their family, but they had to limit contact. And not cut them off, that's not what I'm talking about, because we've talked about that here on the show, but to limit contact because the ways of the world in our current culture can collide so intensely at times with the way of raising a Catholic family. And so what's happened is at times many young Catholic families are having to isolate themselves, unfortunately, a little bit or sometimes a lot from their own families that they love because there's such an intense disagreement. And the disagreements often become so heated because it has to do with exposure of what children are seeing, what they're being taught, what's being witnessed in front of them by who should be great role models in their lives. And so my initial reaction when I saw this is why it's so important that we are clinging to living a sacramental life. And that as we are fighting to stay in a state of grace, witnessing to our children, putting their souls first, that as we are doing this, that we do pray, Lord, provide our family the support necessary to live this faith, to help enkindle and build and foster the faith in my child long past into their adult years. Pray for that. God will send you what you need. Now, it may be that he just fortifies your relationship with your spouse in a way that you feel more supported than you ever have before, and you know that we can do this as a mission. And I would say this comes first and foremost, that you are working on having this mission with your spouse. And if your spouse isn't fully there, asking other people to pray and to pray for your spouse, that you guys are on the same path, that you're on the same mission for your children and for one another, and that is sanctification. To live and be with our Lord Jesus Christ, the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Virgin Mary, all the angels and saints in heaven. That's the goal, working with your spouse to get there. Because I think sometimes that's the challenge. That sometimes we feel isolated even within our own marriages because maybe you disagree about video games. And you're actually concerned because it's creating an addiction, and that can actually be detrimental. We know a lot of adults today who are deadbeats on their parents' basement couches playing video games, and they're not working, they're not getting married, they're not having children, they're not going to church, or if they are, they're maybe being pretty relaxed about it. And I use video games as just one example of the extreme case, but why it's so important that you're mutually teaching good habits and forming virtue within the hearts, minds, bodies, and souls of children. But that requires, as I said, cooperation with your spouse so that you don't think that you're alone in the mission. And then from there, praying, okay, Lord, send me other male mentors and peers who are doing the same thing, who can teach me more to be a better father or a better mother. You see, I'd love to hear from you, moms, dads. I'm hearing from you that you need to talk to someone, but you don't think you have anyone. Join me here on Trending. You can call me anytime. I would love to hear from you. It doesn't have to be just during our weekly marriage hour. Let's talk about what's going on. The number's 1-888-914-949. And let me tell you this, all of my guests, especially my guest tomorrow, Jim O'Day, a great Catholic father. He's been there. He's done that. He struggled through being there. He struggled through raising a Catholic family. He's a great man. And gentlemen, if you think you need someone to talk to and ask a question, write me on social media. Call in during the show live. I would love to hear from you, and so would Jim, to help guide you through those challenges. Moms, give us a call as well. Send me your thoughts, your concerns, your struggles, your fears, because you should not feel alone raising a Catholic family today. You should have Catholic support. Yes, it can be a lonely path. And yes, holiness means to be set apart. But it's important that we are supporting each other, one another, as Catholic brothers and sisters, that we're relying on our Catholic family members, that we're turning to them with our concerns, our challenges, that we're supporting one another day in and day out in this great challenge that we have of raising Catholic families, of loving our spouses in the Catholic way that we're called to love our spouse. This is the great challenge and the great calling we have today as Catholic parents, Catholic spouses. Don't be afraid and don't allow it to be a lonely path. It doesn't have to be. I can't tell you how many times I've needed something and I've said, Lord, please provide this. Maybe it's been a mentorship, a friend, something for my home. A spiritual gift, heck, help focusing when praying that I'm not so distracted or so exhausted. I remember not long after I had the baby, I was so tired during Mass. I was exhausted. It was like painful. I remember being in Mass and I'm just like, I can't do this. I was not there. I was angry. I was grumpy. I was saying, Lord, please give me the energy and the awareness and the rest. You can pray for rest. The rest necessary to be with you and ultimately to rest in you, Lord, during Mass, so that I can be present and adore you. All of these things you ask the Lord, He provides tenfold in abundance. So I encourage you, don't be afraid. Ask for whatever you want. Remember, ask and you shall receive. Even if it's a no, even if it's a not yet, God knows what we need and He will give us even better than what we are asking for. So I'll be back to share with you the one thing that can be done to apparently give us a 0% divorce rate. Don't go away.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
All right, I've got a letter here. This is kind of a thank you. Denise and Bruce wrote to say that we prayed for her online, and I'm sure that they prayed for her at the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and she's just thanking God. She had a cancer that had gone into lymph nodes and look really bad. Well, she's cancer-free from her last pathology report. It disappeared, and in my eyes, this is a miracle. Well, God bless you, and we're grateful for that prayer report. Yay!
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Or call 1-877-291-0123.
Hey, this is Cale Clark with you, joining Timory for this hour of trending. And we only have about 15 minutes left for you to support this program. It's our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive campaign. 1-877-291-0123. Operators are standing by to take your pledge right now. And anything that you give over these next 15 minutes is matched 100% because of our partnership challenge. So we're almost there. We're almost at our goal. Go to relevantradio.com. You can give online too and also through the app. And Timory, I have to tell you about two generous donors that called in today on Relevant Radio. I got this message from Nancy Jensen, our director of marketing. And it's just so inspiring to hear these stories. First of all, a woman named Tamsin donated today, a first-time donor. And never underestimate how much sharing Relevant Radio with people around you can help. She had a friend at work who listened to Relevant, and she said, yeah, I gotta check this out myself. So she was driving on her way to Adoration. It was only the second time that she's listened to Relevant Radio. And she decided to give. And she's, by the way, Timmer, she's a COVID nurse. She's on the front lines. She's caring for patients who are really ill. And I know these nurses are stretched to the breaking point. You guys are heroes. So your sacrifice, what you're doing is so inspiring. And the fact that you're able to give to Relevant Radio, that inspires us as well. And one more, Timmer, a woman from Colfax, California, who had lost her home and everything in one of the wildfires. She said this, Relevant Radio has been so instrumental in my life. I want to give to support it. She's lost everything, but she's still giving. She said, I felt so protected in my experience because Relevant Radio was always there for me, and I'm so grateful. And she's also asking all of us listening to pray for her and her husband, had the strength to guide their family through this experience. She donated $100. That was double to $200. She's also a brand new donor, Timory.
Wow, I am so grateful. If you have supported us during this pledge drive, today, yesterday, during any of the shows, or even years in the past, thank you, because this is the hope that people need to help them cooperate with God and His graces to take us to heaven. And Kale, I have great news. If you want to donate, easiest way to donate, relevantradio.com. You can see the gifts we have for you, from a beautiful 8-inch statue for your desk next to your bed, office. But I want you to know that we've hit 28,000. We have 12,000 more to go to hit our goal.
We
so please support us now. Join the Reoccurring St. Joseph Reoccurring Gift Society. We will pray for you daily here at Relevant Radio. If you do make a pledge, please head over to relevantradio.com. The number is 1-877-291-0123, or tap the banner at the top of your app now.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
So it was, oh gosh, I think maybe 12 years ago, I think I was still in high school, and I remember seeing an article surface on the internet in Catholic Bubble, right? And it was something that said that if you lived in this part of the world that was majority Catholic, there was no divorce. Zero divorce. And I thought that was so cool as a teenager, that all those years ago, I saved the article in my Google Docs. Yes, I've had Google Docs for that long. And I saved the article in my Google Docs, and I was like, I want that when I get married. Because they do something during the marriage rite, during the exchange of vows. And I was really thinking about this. And I think it's so important that we ponder this. Because we've devalued marriage in society so much that people aren't getting married, people aren't having children. And I was actually even thinking about this in relation to the daily Mass readings for today, especially the Gospel. Gospel, where we read specifically about a king, right? A king who's having a wedding banquet, and he's inviting all these people to his, basically, this wedding feast. And as he's inviting people to the wedding feast, he first invites all these people, and the first invite goes out and they refuse. And then the second invite goes out, and he's really trying to entice people, like, hey, there's going to be a great banquet. There's food. Come on, come enjoy. This is from Matthew chapter 22. And then they still aren't willing. In fact, I think, you know, they're aggressive with those who are inviting them to come. And then the third time, finally, the king who's inviting people to this great wedding feast is like, okay, anyone come. You're all invited. And then there's this frustration from the king because someone shows up and he doesn't have the right garment. Now, there's a lot of theology and a lot of conversation that could be said about the bad garment that this person wears to the wedding feast when he wasn't even supposed to be there to begin with, but the king couldn't get any guests, so he invited anyone, and then he's upset about the guest he does receive. I think this is the problem. When we bring it back to marriage, no one respected what was happening, that there was a wedding. No one respected what was occurring, and no one respected the host and the people who were inviting them, the people who were being celebrated. And I think that this is sort of what's happening in our world today. We don't respect the institution of marriage, and we don't even necessarily respect the people who are getting married, because we know people who have gotten married, and when they start to struggle in their marriage, we propose divorce, even though the Catholic Church doesn't support divorce. Or we'll say, oh yeah, it was a good thing that that person divorced. No. Divorce, there's no such thing as divorce in the Catholic Church. Even if you divorce your spouse legally, you are still sacramentally married to that person. But you know what? There is this place in Bosnia where, in fact, there is a 0% divorce rate. In fact, the people there, over 30,000 people who live there, majority are Catholic, can't even recall a divorce that's occurred. Not only in living memory, but in the years before them, the generations before them. And here's what they did, and this is what my husband and I did during our marriage ceremony. It's called being married on a crucifix. So during the marriage rite, during the exchanging of vows, when you exchange your vows, husband places his hand on the crucifix, wife places her hand on the crucifix, and then the priest wraps your hands with his stole and holds your hands with the stole that are holding on to the crucifix. And then you exchange your vows. And after the marriage rite, after the wedding, that crucifix that you were married on is then enshrined, enthroned within your home. Now, our priest, it was the very first time Father Scott had ever actually done or seen this, and he thought, wow, I remember the first time he came over to our house after we had been married. He said, okay, where's the crucifix? Because, like, that was just so cool. I've never seen that before. And I remember some of the language was pretty intense because during the ceremonies, there are certain words that are shared about why you're married on a crucifix. And part of the language is this. It's announced to the congregation, to all the witnesses of the marriage. This was announced to all of those people who were there celebrating our marriage with us, my husband Gabriel and I. And Father said, you have found your cross. Ooh. You have found your cross. Your cross having to do with your spouse. Your cross that you are married on, that your spouse isn't just your cross. And I don't want to say this in a negative way. This is where people are like, man, Catholics, and they're like suffering and sacrifices and fasting. But anyone who is married for even just a little while knows that your spouse can be a great challenge to you. You see, it's said in this great tradition from this small town in Bosnia, Herzegovina, it's the town's called Soroki Brzeg, and there, again, no one has even recalled divorce in the generations before them in the time now, and you're married on top of this crucifix, and it said, you found your cross. It is a cross you must love and take with you every day of your life. Know how to appreciate it. Isn't that important? Know how to appreciate your spouse and the cross and the mission that you've been given in the midst of the challenging moments. So how have my husband and I enthroned this crucifix in our home? I'll have to take a picture of it one of these days. So this has actually been a vocal point in our lives. And by the way, even if you've been married for years, maybe you've considered or will consider renewing your vows. When you renew your vows, you can do this over a crucifix and enthrone it in your home. You see, the idea is also said, this is said during the marriage ceremony when you're married on a crucifix. If you abandon each other, you abandon Christ. You abandon your cross. So in our home, our crucifix is in our bedroom, because for now that is the most appropriate place we found for this crucifix. And I know that I personally, very personal, but I'll share, I try to kiss the cross each day, to genuflect morning and night before the cross, taking me because I need that humility check and I need to ponder Christ. But this cross in our home is a place of prayer, consolation, healing. It's a place of refuge when things are difficult. It's a place for me to defuse when I'm frustrated. And it's been a place to teach our baby how to say Jesus and to pray together as a family nightly. Turn to the cross.
Turn to the cross. I love that. This is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and The Faith Explained on Relevant Radio alongside Timory for these final few moments of trending today. These are your final few moments to show your support for this program and for Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123. Any gift you give in the next 5 minutes will be doubled 100% because of our partnership challenge. So don't miss out on this. There's so many ways to do it. You can go to the Relevant Radio app. You can go to the website, relevantradio.com, or you can call 877-291-0123. And Timory, I just love that story. You know, here's your cross. Yes, you're getting married. And you know, so many things come to my mind. We're often asked as Catholics, you know, why do you guys have crucifixes in your churches? It's so macabre, you know, and some of them are, you know, a little over the top somehow. But really, I mean, that's what happened with the crucifixion. Why can't you have just a risen Jesus figure. Don't you guys believe in the resurrection? I've been asked this question so many times. And maybe the best way to respond to that is by saying, yeah, yeah, we know about the resurrection. We were the first to proclaim it. But when you look at a crucifix, you see what love is truly all about. The whole world is looking for love. That's what you see when you look at the crucifix. And that's what we're called to live out in our marriages, right, Timory?
Amen. That is what we're called to live out. And the world tells us a different narrative. I was actually, just the other day, Kale, I was reading a story on Instagram, an Instagram post, and it was a woman whose husband has had cancer and has been battling cancer for years. They have many children, and she posted an image of them on their anniversary. Mm. And she was saying, a lot of people say how marriage had been so difficult, and she said, I don't know what they're talking about. Marriage has been a breeze.
Wow.
And I read that, and this woman's very genuine, mm-hmm. and she's not sarcastic. And I just looked at that, and my jaw just about dropped. Here this woman is. Her husband's been battling cancer for years, isn't able to drive, like all these different things. Mm. And I'm going, good Lord, how are you able to say that? It's because of the cross. It's because of the model yeah. Jesus gives, that we are called to such a radical form of love and endurance and trusting in God's providence, even when we receive difficult situations in life.
Yeah, that's so true. Wow, that's such a powerful story. And yeah, when we're carrying sometimes our crosses are crosses of our own making. They're not really the cross of Jesus Christ. But when we're carrying the cross of Jesus Christ, he helps us. Just like Simon of Cyrene helped him carry his cross, Jesus helps us carry ours. And it can become even a sweet yoke, a very light burden, because he's doing the heavy lifting. And you can call now. If this is the kind of programming that you want to support, call 1-877-291-0123 right now to support Relevant Radio. This is the last 3 minutes for Timory this week in the Pledge Drive. We're not pitching tomorrow. So if you want to support this program, call right now, 877-291-0123. 100% of any gift that is given will be matched because of our partnership challenge. Berta in Sacramento, today she gave a really sacrificial gift. She listens to Relevant Radio every day, and she gave up her coffee money, Timory, for a whole month to make her donation of $100. So
praise the Lord.
That's a great sacrifice. I love coffee. I can't
sacrifice.
Even imagine going a day without coffee. So Berta, you are heroic. I love it.
Living that Christian virtue. Hey, I have an update. Good. We're working toward $40,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's like playing a game. I love playing this game. Please join me. I love playing games with your money here. I mean, I don't gamble, but here's my opportunity. We need $10,000 more. We're at $30,000. Okay. Maybe you can make a $10,000 donation today. Maybe you can make more than that. Whatever you give, it's matched dollar for dollar. We have pledge partners who are saying, okay, if someone gives you $10,000 today, I will match that, and that will turn into $20,000 for Relevant Radio. So relevantradio.com, the easiest way to give. Quick, go give now. You have just a couple of minutes. Process that donation and support us here on Trending with Timory, the Kale Clark Show, Patrick Madrid Show, Drew Mary. We are here because of you and your net yes, from prayers to financial support.
Yeah, I love what you said there, Timory. And it's not gambling with money. This is an eternal investment in souls. And don't forget, 10% of anything that you give is going to relief efforts in Haiti, where people are really, really suffering. It can really make a difference. Don't go to the casinos. I see all these buses taking seniors to casinos just
or
to throw away their money.
Illinois.
No, invest it in Relevant Radio. Invest it in souls. 877-291-0123 or through the app or relevantradio.com. Reach out and respond right now.